Gift card. Saturday, August 19th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Harper Center, Slidell. Partners include Lemon Tree Recycling, Slidell Noon Lions Club, the School of Rock, and North Shore Roller Derby. Summertime Marketplace, a chef's event at the Harper Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another great Tuesday afternoon here in my show, William Wallace for America. You know, I got to tell you, this show is going to be, well, let's see, a combination of what I would do if I was running for president, because I'm basing it off of what I'm hearing everybody promise that they would do if they're president, which makes them rise in the polls. Today's show is brought to you by Pell Hughes. Call Pell Hughes for all your printing and advertising needs. Catch them at Pell Hughes. Go to my website. You'll be able to find out more about them. But back to what I want to talk about today, which is why in the world, when we hear all these promises, don't they come true? You know, all of the presidents, everybody running for president, well, let's go all the way down the line. It's candidates in general. When I get in office, you won't pay for anything. Everything's going to be for free. World's going to be great. There's going to be no crime because I'll end it all. And everybody's going to live a great, happy life. And we're all going to be on vacation 24/7. Well, for some of the world, that's true. A little conservative joke there. But for the most part, it's so far from the truth. Because it almost never happens. Sure, that exaggerated promise that I just now made never happens. But these people get in office and you scratch in your head, well, I thought they were going to lower the deficit, but it's going up. I thought that they were going to end on, you know, lower unemployment. And then the best part about it is when they get in office, they either do the opposite or they don't do what they said they're going to do or it doesn't happen. And the best part about it is, even better than the best part that I just now said, that they blame the other guy. It's always somebody else's fault. Well, I didn't do that because this person did that. My predecessor did this and my predecessor did that. And then everybody's blaming the other person. And in the meantime, we the people get stuck with the economy that we're given, with the living standards that we're given on a lower, on a local level. I can go on and on, and I will, actually. But what would I do if I was running for office, President of the United States? What would I envision? I'm going to talk about that to help compare what some of the other people are saying. Because when you hear the promises and you hear the things that they're going to make, they're great. They sound good. Let's take Vivek, Ramaswamy. He's got a lot of really good ideas. He's surging in the polls. But can he get all those things done? Or do people just like him or want him because of the sentiment or the meaning behind what he wants to do. That, my friends, is what I contend does make a little bit of a difference when you know what's in their heart and you know what they would like to do. Granted, we want them to fulfill their campaign promises, but also we want them to do what we need them to do and not just make the promises. I know it all sounds like common sense. Where are you going with this? I'll tell you where I'm going with it. Let's take, so 5X ideas aren't all that together new. I know he's the one saying it. But the reality is, can he get elected by saying it? When he talks about ending, you know, the FBI, the Federal Reserve, and all that, can you get away with that? Probably not. Because the establishment is so deep-rooted in D.C., that they're not going to let it happen, which is why I believe a lot of really good politicians that get elected and end up in office can't get done what they wanted or promised or said they were going to do because they get there and they're faced with the establishment. And not just on a national level, mind you, it's also on a local level. Oh, let me tell you, it's more on a local level. It's just as bad. I see it all the time. I'm in Baton Rouge during the Louisiana legislative session all the time. And I see it. I know who the lobbyists are. I know who they work for. I ask. I know what their intentions are. I know what side they're on. I see them taking certain elected officials off. I've watched the votes change. If there's anything that I've done a lot of is, I'll talk to somebody who might be for a bill, against a bill. I'll see them in the hallway. They're talking to a certain lobbyist that I know is on the opposite side of the fence. And sure enough, before you know it, they either don't show up for a committee meeting or they vote against it in the committee meeting or they, because nobody watches the votes in a committee meeting and very few people watch the votes on the four votes. They won't show up or they might not even show up for the four vote. Or the vote against it. You'll see how things work. We're watching it on a national level all the time, and it's right in front of us, and we don't realize it. You just got to watch the news. And when you watch, and don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you what news to watch, because I watch all kinds of news sources. And no, Fox News is probably one of the ones on the bottom of my list. I read a lot of news, I watch a lot of news, I listen to a lot of other independent news sources. In my opinion, many of those people are the ones going out and really working hard to get the information. But what I also use is my common sense. I use basic common sense because when you listen to your gut and you read multiple sources, you get different opinions, you can kind of figure out what is the truth. And then when you apply that to the news stories that are going on and the narratives, and then you see which way legislation is going in D.C. or even on some state levels, you kind of know that they were going to the same lunches or the same dinners or the same events. You can see, we saw it with COVID. I know I hate bringing that up because I really hate bringing that up. Either way, it's a pivotal time in our world. But look at all the things that went on during COVID and look at the legislation that got passed. And you don't have to read it. You can just listen to some of it. The mandates. And you look at who benefited and you look at who lost, we the people. And you can see for yourselves why they're deciding things. So is it worth our while to listen to what these people that are running for office are promising us or saying? Is it worth our while to say, golly, that person, I like how they say they're going to end the Fed. I like how they say they're going to get rid of the IRS. I like how they're going to do this, that, or the other thing. Or all the politicians who ran on ending abortion before. Now abortion's over, we still have a problem. The problems are still there because we've got generations of it in our culture. And to make a law to get rid of something and is something that's an easy fix, but to unweave it from our, I don't want to say our DNA, but our political DNA, to unweave it from our what's been involved in our culture is a whole nother story, which is yet another reason why so many people that run for office don't get done what they want to get done. But does that mean that they're really bad? Nope. But does that mean that they're going in blind? Nope. Well, maybe some of them. Does that mean they're just kind of naive? Maybe. Some of it. We're going to talk about more of this when we get back from the break on my show brought to you by Pell Hughes. Don't forget about Great Southern Gun Knife Show coming up this weekend at the Lario Center on the West Bank.
Most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America. So look, this weekend you've got a gun show in coming up at the Alario Center at the Pontchartrain Center. It is actually, the date is August 5th through the 6th. at the Alario Center this weekend. There is another gun show on the West Bank in West Wego. So check out the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show over there. Also keep in mind Pell Hughes Printing for all your printing and advertising needs when it comes to printing and direct mail. And why do we keep putting up with these people? Because do you think that we would elect somebody if they ran on, I don't know what I'm going to do, I don't care, I'm not going to be able to do anything anyway, it's not going to matter what I do when I get in office because they're going to stop me anyway? Do you think we would elect somebody like that? Probably not. So where do we win? Because we got somebody who's saying all these great, wonderful things, and you elect them and they can't do what they want to do. And it feels good to hear that. But then the reality is, and we don't admit it, we don't publicly say, hey, they're not going to be getting anything done anyway, so why vote for that? Well, it's because we don't vote always for what somebody says they're going to do. We vote on how they make us feel. Do they make us feel like they're going to do a good job? And how much of that is paired to the narratives or the ideologies of not only that person, but the narratives and ideologies that they're bringing in on their platform to talk about? So at what point do we throw our hands in the air and say, it doesn't matter anyway, I'll pull the lever no matter what, it doesn't matter? Well, it does matter, because we know that if we elect, no, let me back up a second. Because you've got somebody like, let's say, Obama, who told you, who told us, he is going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. He is going to change the way we do it. Like, he said what he was going to do, and they elected him anyway. And it wasn't black people that got elected. It was white people. And it wasn't all liberals either. It was a lot of Republicans coming out. There's a lot of reasons. But then we got somebody like Biden, who, well, really didn't say anything because he was in his basement just waving at people on camera, who didn't say anything but gets elected. I know. He didn't get elected. He got selected. But the reality is, because we the people have been made to be so complacent about what's happening in our country, what's happening to our freedoms, we've gotten beat down so much because for so long, the things that we get promised don't happen. Politics is no different than a personal relationship or a business relationship. You keep making promises and you don't come through, you're out, either emotionally, physically, paper-wise, whatever the case may be. But think about one of your coworkers who you just go, everybody says, oh, bless their heart. And we all know what that means. And they're not doing their job. But maybe they're just a really good person, and they're really trying. They keep them around sometimes because at least they're true to who they are, and they're a good communicator maybe. It might not be the perfect example or the right puzzle piece for the picture that I'm painting or the puzzle that I'm trying to put together here, but it's food for thought on why we as humans get stuck with the political system that's been created. The political system we have today is not the political system that our founding fathers envisioned. It's not even the political system that the Constitution supports. Because some elected officials, most interest groups, most lobbyists, most big corporations have figured out how to get around not only the Constitution and the system, they figured out how to get around the campaign promises of all the elected officials and how they got elected by what they ran on. It sounds great. Like I said, we got people like Vivek Ramaswamy who's saying all the great, wonderful things. But is he electable? Some see him as a good Senate candidate. They don't think he has enough experience, which is the other thing that irks my nerves. Well, this person doesn't have the experience. They don't have the experience to run for president. They weren't state rep, state senator, governor, vice president. They didn't work their way up the ladder. Oh, God forbid they didn't start off at dog catcher, because then they really become disqualified. It goes to what I was saying a minute ago. Does it matter? It's not that I'm supporting Vivek because he doesn't have any political experience. Because some people are, oh, look how smart he is. Well, yeah, you could be the smartest man in the room and still be dumb as a rock. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying, let me say it this way. You could be super smart and lack common sense. Not that that doesn't apply to Vivek. I'm giving some examples. You could be super smart and be a pushover. Be a really nice guy that people take advantage of and makes things happen regardless. I.e., I think that's part of what happens with Joe Biden. He's a nice guy. People who know who've said things say he's not a nice guy. He has the appearance of a nice guy. But is he a pushover? Maybe now he is. That's my point. I'm not here to criticize Joe Biden. I'm just saying the way it is, what we have, what we've been dealt with, is mostly of a result of we the people not being ever vigilant and involved. And while we are loud, while most of America is loud in their opinions, our voices get suppressed by the narratives and the ideologies that are always out there louder than we are. The narratives and the ideologies that get used to manipulate we the people in such a way that we vote certain ways, we look the other ways, we don't pay attention to the ways that the elected officials are taking or doing. And that is yet another way or reason they're not doing everything they run on. Because we the people get distracted by the shiny object instead of being involved on the object that's causing us the problems. We're not doing the solutions, which is why we need to be more involved and pay attention to not what they say, but their intentions. More of this after the break.
On our deck, it was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more.
That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 22nd and 23rd at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Today's the last day homeowners affected by the 20 and 21 hurricanes and the May 21 severe storms can fill out Restore Louisiana survey to be eligible for assistance.
It doesn't cost anything but about 10 minutes to fill out that survey.
Director of the Office of Community Development, Pat Forbes, says the program has already provided over $266 million in assistance and tens of thousands of homeowners could still be eligible.
Even if you've done your repairs, you could potentially get reimbursed by the program for those expenses.
The program will pay for repairs and can provide a contractor if necessary.
There are lots of options there, but you can't avail yourself of any of them if you don't fill out that survey.
You can find the survey at restore.la.gov. I'm Case Kieschner.
In Minden, there's no scheduled power outage yet. A fire at a substation damaged an Entergy transformer early Sunday morning, and the utility provider will have to cut power for residents in order to repair the transformer. For up-to-date information on the planned outage, follow the City of Minden's Facebook page, LRN.
Crime, poverty, and education are linked, and we know education cuts crime. 85% of people in jail are going home. If they can't read and write or learn a trade, they will commit more crimes and hurt more people. Some people don't want anyone in jail. Others want to lock more people up. I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm running for governor. I'm a Christian and an independent. I believe in both accountability and redemption. We're going to teach inmates to read and write and learn a trade so they won't learn to break and enter. I'll get our kids onto the playground to learn citizenship, responsibility, and character. Employers look for those things. They can be the difference between an auto mechanic and a car thief. Party politics and empty talk has led to more crime. The truth is, politicians don't pay attention to things that work. But I do.
Hunter Lundy, Governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
There is a gun show this weekend at the Ilario Center. That's this weekend at the Ilario Center. It was last week at the Punch Train Center, but it's this weekend at the Ilario Center on the West Bank in West Wego. Go check that out. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is doing one this weekend. And again, for all your printing needs, Pell Hughes, tell me please, why in the world we keep getting so frustrated by what politicians don't do instead of spending that time and energy on the thing, on making them politically or professionally, politically, professionally, and how shall I say, nicely, hold them accountable for what they're doing. Well, again, I'm not giving them leeway here, but the reality is most of them can't because they get in office. And my opinion is that when they run on, many of them run on a one-sided leaning, we'll say, ideology, and then they get in, they find they can't do it, and then everybody gets mad. Oh, they pull to the middle. Well, all these presidents, they pull to the middle. Well, they realize that they can't get quite done what they want to get done, because it used to be that if you lean too far left, you didn't get anything done, because even there was some Democrats that would say, hey, you gotta get back over here to the middle. And same with the right. Is there methodology or their plan not efficient, we'll say, to be able to get things done? Do they go in leaning so hard one direction because that's what gets them elected, depending on the narratives and ideologies? Because remember now, right now we've been getting even right-wing narratives and ideologies on how bad Biden is. So we're very likely to get a Republican president because they're going to talk right-wing stuff all the time, and they're going to pull that middle over to the right, and they're even going to pull some people from the left over the right because people on the left gotten so mad with the own people in their own party trying to go too hard to the left. And it's kind of what happened on why Obama got elected. It's kind of why, you know, in our last election, though I think it was a selection, not an election, why how they got away with it is because the narratives and ideologies drive the crowd, and then when you drive the crowd a certain direction, and it creates cover for something else going on. And that, my friends, is where we have to get more involved in our own freedom, in our own liberty. We have to be more connected with our God-given rights of freedom and liberty. We have to become more invested in what we were born with, not what politicians are giving us or what they say they're going to do for us. We have to be more invested in our own interest and getting out there and proverbially speaking, fighting for it, not physically fighting for it, but out there speaking up for ourselves. Because we do need a lot of these things done, like downsizing the FBI. It's popular to say get rid of it. Oh, we need to get rid of the FBI. They're corrupt. I get it. But not all of them. And not the whole organization. Okay? But part of the organization is, part of it's been corrupted. How can we do that? Well, right now, the bureaucracy in D.C. is so big, it's hard to unweave it out of the fabric of D.C. But can it be downsized? Can it be given back to the states? Okay, states, here is a, you know, the states don't have an FBI, but you give it back to the states and say, look, we're going to take it off of the federal government's budget, and we're going to put part of that budget to the state and let you all fund it. Let you all take care of it. Some states are going to complain, well, we don't have it in our budget to add another agency. And I get that. But that's the point. Do you shrink government by forcing a downsizing of it and making it be more streamlined to where they're only going after the bad people and not the other guys, like we hear what's going on in the news? They only go after the really bad stuff that they were intended, they were created to do. And I'm painting with a very broad brush right now, and I get that. And it may, there's a lot of details that are going to come to your mind that I'm not talking about right now. It's not because I don't know. It's just because I don't have the time in this particular show. The IRS. You know, everybody wants to run on abolishing the IRS. And while it's a great idea, because we all know how much they've been weaponized against the people, we're hearing the story that I told you about already, I think it was in Idaho, where the IRS went in with armed agents to a gun store to get the gun records, not the financial records, but the gun records, the 4473s. That's just like we saw in the movie Red Dawn when the Russians came in, and one of the lines in the movie was they said, go to all the hardware stores and find out where the guns were sold. And that's 1984-ish kind of stuff. But you can't abolish the IRS because they collect the money. They're not the actual collection. Bureau of Revenue does that. They're the actual, well, who knows what they do, right? I'm doing that on purpose, by the way. I get it. I'm saying that because most people don't. So do we really need them to go to the tax returns? I mean, when you think about tax returns and that once a year thing, the burden that it creates on society, why not just create a national sales tax? That way you can downsize the IRS by creating a national sales tax, and all the IRS does is kind of, you know, plays the enemy, make sure everybody's doing the one thing and not having to worry about the thousands of IRS of tax codes that are on the books that have been created by politicians since the inception of it. You unweave it slowly. You're, well, I'm going to abolish it. Yay! So, you know, he's running for president. He's going to abolish the IRS. He's going to abolish the Federal Reserve. He's going to abolish the FBI. There's no way to do it. It is woven in the fabric of bureaucracy and DC. And it sounds great. And while I can certainly agree with a lot of that, we have to find ways to downsize it in such a way, because here's the other problem, when all of these people run for president, well, I'm going to end this, I'm going to end that, what are you going to do with all the unemployment you're going to create? You get rid of an agency and you fire all these people, I know not all of them can be technically fired, some of them can be laid off, you're going to have unemployment, I get it, but you're still going to have unemployed people. Some of them are going to retirement. You still have to pay retirement. I get it. You owe that to them. I understand all that. Again, I'm generalizing here for a purpose that to hear these people run for office say they're going to do all of this grandiose stuff, that reality is it can't be done. But if you say, I can't do anything, I can't do that, I can't do that, you don't get elected. My point that I'm making here is we have to learn to hold them accountable and remind them of their sentiment when they go into office. Hey, you ran on this? We know you might not be able to get that, but you're going to do this or not going to do that. We're going to remind you of your sentiment, of what your intentions were. Work at least in that direction while so many of them don't. You can't get rid of the IRS, but we might be able to create a national sales tax. Or I know that people like the flat tax also. It's kind of two variations of the same thing. The reality is both, and this is why you need to get a lot of support from the establishment, both would downsize the IRS, which, by the way, gets weaponized and used for intimidation purposes against a lot of people, politically speaking. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. Don't forget that gun show this week at the Ilario Center, and I'm going to catch you back here after the commercial.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 22nd and 23rd at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, that gun show is this weekend at the Ilario Center in West Wego. Don't miss it, because that's where it is. That was an old commercial that I got on there. Either way, downsizing government. Downsizing the federal government is always a hot topic on the right. Increasing government's always a hot topic on the left, but they don't say it that way. Notice that the Republicans tend to overpromise and underdeliver. But most people still vote for them, not because of what they don't end up getting done, but because they can associate with their ideological beliefs on the large part. People vote for Democrats because they generally do what they say they're going to do more of the time, but their issues are more social issues and bigger government issues that don't work. See, it's opposite. the Republicans ideologically are basically good government, fiscal conservative, smaller government kind of issues, but the political process ties up their hands. Part of that is I'm being nice, and part of that is just reality. And the Democrats, on the other hand, tend to deliver on their ideological beliefs because they tend to try to increase the size of government and create more government dependency in their policies. And while some of it, I think, is inadvertently, not give them any credit, some of it is just a byproduct of what ends up happening from their policies, where there's higher crime and lower employment, because their policies kind of breed that in general. And as a result, that's what happens. But they're for bigger government, and bigger government creates dependency and lower work ethic, and amongst other things. So where the people end up getting herded to one side or the other with the narratives. And that's why I keep yelling that we need to be more involved to pay attention. Now, another downsizing government issue that's popular amongst a lot of people is getting rid of the Department of Education. And while I am all for it, because since Jimmy Carter has, and it was Jimmy Carter who's responsible for our Department of Education, education has gone down in America. Compared to the rest of the world, we've gone down as a result of the Department of Education. What does the Department of Education do? I'll tell you what it does, because it does the same thing that government loves to do, which is get bigger and create more dependency by the states on the federal government teat. Because what happens is federal government thinks of a solution to a non-existent problem, and we're going to do this, and they create a bigger bureaucracy, another bureaucratic agency, and it becomes bloated, and it becomes part of the budget, and that's why they got to print more money to fund it. But they're not really all printing the money just to fund the agency. They're printing the money to be able to pass through the agency onto the states to make the states dependent, because even the federal government realizes that they don't have control of the people in our country unless they do it on a community level. And their way to getting to us on a community level is through these big agencies like the Department of Education, because what they do is they tell them they put this budget out there. Okay, this money is to, and again, remember, I'm not being specific, I'm generalizing. Okay, Department of Education, we're the federal government, we're going to print this extra couple billion dollars over here because you all need it, air quotes, need it. But we got something that we think is important to teach children in the schools, usually a narrative or an ideology, usually something to push an agenda like global warming over through the educational system. So what we're going to do is we're going to make this, we're going to give you this, you know, $10 billion, but you got to create a curriculum that includes global warming in it. And we're going to give you this money, and you're going to give it, and you're going to disperse it amongst the states that teach that agenda. And you're going to say to the states, hey, if you include this in your agenda, or you include this in your curriculum in your schools in your state, then we're going to give you $1 billion or whatever it is. And the states go, okay, we get federal dollars, so we don't have to take it out of our budget. Okay, we like that. Thumbs up. We like being able to fund part of our schools on the federal dollar, and all we got to do is teach a little global warming? Well, we're a red state. We might not believe in it, but yeah, you know, money's money. Hey, I mean, you know, $1 billion is $1 billion. So what if it's teaching something that we don't really agree with in our state? It's $1 billion. And we know that our legislators will pass a law that says this can't be done or this certain thing can't be passed. And it'll get diverted and people will get aware, but we still get the money. You see how this works? It's really screwed up. It's really a quagmire. And that is why we need to shrink government. The Department of Education is one of the agencies that could probably be gotten rid of. And not that I'm not saying it because I don't agree with getting rid of it, but unlike the IRS, which is kind of deeply embedded in our system because it's used as a collection arm, I'll say, and part of the FBI, something that's really so deeply interwoven. But the Department of Education really just kind of sits on top. It kind of creates policies, does a little of this, but it really is more of a way to funnel money. I think they call that, scratchy sound. Oh, money laundering. That's it. We're going to indoctrinate children in America with dollars being laundered through the Department of Education to get certain agendas taught. Got it. The Department of Education, what can happen with that is you can either get rid of it completely. And better yet, here's a real novel idea. Cut it in half or get rid of it and share the savings with the states. Federal government says, look, guys, we've gotten rid of or downsized the Department of Education. They're not responsible for your curriculum because your curriculum should be created by you in your own states because that's where your locals are. If you're Texas, y'all going to teach something else. You're Idaho, you're Iowa, y'all going to teach more farming. You know, East Coast, West Coast, you teach more technology maybe. But we're going to get rid of the Department of Education and just still pass on some money to you all to help you all out because we're the federal government giving you back some of your tax dollars, and you're not going to be beholden to any policies or any narratives or any type of curriculum, and the federal government gets the benefit of saving some money, i.e. not having to print more of it, to where our debt's not rising as much, because that's what this all comes down to. These bureaucratic agencies are where the debt is going up, and it sounds popular and great to run on. But the reality is, it's not going to work the way that they're running on it. We have to find ways to downsize government in a sensible, responsible way to where our children's future isn't going to be enslaved to taxes because they keep printing money. These are some of the ways that I would go about doing it if I were running for president. See you all next week.
Had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner, and their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana.